This is the Charlottesville Podcasting Network, supported in part by Flying Dog Media. For your next website design, check out flyingdogmedia.com. A husband and wife team of doctors in Charlottesville have set up what may be the region's only practice that offers something called integrative medicine. Dr. Martin Albert spent over 20 years at a family medicine practice in Charlottesville before taking a sabbatical to learn more about alternative therapies. He decided to incorporate elements of what he learned into his new practice, Virginia Integrative Medicine.
Integrative medicine is a way to take conventional medicine and combine it with the new pieces of conventional medicine that haven't yet been fully accepted, and with alternative and complementary medicine. Alternative medicine being areas of practice such as physical medicine, such as herbal medicine, such as energy medicine, and complementary medicine being sometimes the same things, but also use of nutrition, use of vitamins, use of supplements, use of exercise, mind-body medicine in terms of stress management techniques and centering techniques and breathing techniques.
Albert says he is no longer considered to be a primary care physician. This is something he gave up in order to fit in with the country's health insurance system. But, he says, this change allows him to spend more time with patients who have a chronic illness.
In family practice, I was taking care of the urgent and often not being able to take care of the important. And in this practice, we ask that people who see us have a primary care doc who can take care of a broken wrist or an acute gastroenteritis or an acute bronchitis, so that I have the luxury of spending lots of uninterrupted time with patients. So the first visit for a patient in our practice would usually be about an hour and a half, sometimes 2 hours.
During that visit, Albert would ask about the patient's entire health history and about important milestones in their life. He describes this process as going upstream.
Often in family practice, what I take care of are the consequences of poor diet or of lack of exercise or of overweight. In this practice, I have the opportunity to not only look at the acute problem that they're dealing with, but to look at the causative factors, the precipitating factors, the risk factors, and really go back upstream to work on the causes more than the consequences of their problems.
Albert's partner in the practice is his wife, Dr. Peggy Wright. She's a trained nutritionist who says a person's diet has the biggest effect on their health.
The very foods that we eat basically work as communication molecules to our genetics and really affect how our genes express themselves. So a lot of us think that because we have a certain package of genes, that's sort of it, and no matter what we do, it's not going to have an effect. And that turns out to be completely untrue. What we eat, what we put into our bodies, whether or not we exercise, makes a huge difference in terms of how our genetics express themselves in terms of our everyday health.
Wright says the time she spends with patients allows her to understand how a person's body interacts with their environment.
We pick up on somewhat different nuances. I'm really listening for things that have to do with digestion, reactions to food, things that might have to do with how people's blood sugar plays out and the really kind of subtle cues and hints that they get in their body in response to what they eat over time. So it's you know, really listening very, very much and deeply, and then also tailoring it for each person in the sense that people vary a lot in terms of what they want to commit to, how much they're capable of doing, what fits into their lifestyle, what fits into their financial pocket.
Dr. Albert says there is a financial risk to operating a practice that is out of the ordinary. One of the biggest questions is how to deal with insurance companies.
I might see someone for an hour and a half, and they'd be charged through their insurance the same that they might have been charged for a 20-minute visit when I saw them as a family practitioner. So we're trying to keep our overhead down. When we care that insurance normally would cover, we'll bill insurance. When we do counseling, preventive medicine care, nutritional care, that insurance, we know insurance will not pay for, then we bill people out of pocket. We're not out to make a lot of money. We're basically out to just make the practice work. So we'll see. It's an adventure. It's a new type of practice, certainly new for the community, probably unique in terms of integrative medicine practices overall, and we'll find out.
So far, Albert says his patients are happy, and he's happy to be doing the kind of deep medicine he's always wanted to practice. Peggy Wright says she is confident there is a market for the integrative alternative.
There's people who have a lot of fairly serious problems, and those problems have been sort of quasi-managed in conventional medicine, and they really need more. They need something more complete. They need something more in-depth. And then I think there are people who really want to focus more on getting off of medications that they might be on and looking at prevention, you know, as opposed to, you know, down the stream, you know, where it's already too late to prevent and then you have to go, you know, do something a little bit more extreme for treatment.
The great majority of people really are self-interested and really would like to be healthy. And often what they need is someone to sit with them and really explain what things have kind of crept under the radar.
For more information, visit Virginia Integrative Medicine at healthyvim.org. This has been a report from the Charlottesville Podcasting Network. This piece was commissioned by WVTF Public Radio. Visit them at WVTF.org. I'm Sean Tubbs. Thanks for listening.